Here we are in Loch Eginer. Place yourself among the tombs, facing the corner of the little church.
The parish close of Loch Eginer is the most humble of the parish churchyards on our tour. Loch Eginer comes from the Breton word loch, which means sacred place, and Eginer, who was a Breton saint of the 5th century, born, they say, in Ireland. He traveled to Brittany in a boat made of stone to evangelize the region.
To your left, do you see the Calvary? It's a mission cross. Look carefully at its base.
It's a milestone found along one of the great Roman roads between Carhaix and Aberfrac. It was brought here in 1948. Before us, the church. Formerly a chapel, this charming building is formed of two little naves. Its particularity is that it is perfectly square.
The twin of the first nave was added for the numerous believers who came by the hundreds during religious processions, particularly that of the Pardon.
The Pardon in Brittany means the pilgrimage. This ceremony, you should know, had great importance in Brittany. It celebrated the Virgin Mary on the 15th of August and all the local saints throughout the month of the year. It was the moment one asked to be forgiven, to be pardoned for one's sins. It was also an important time in the life of the parish. The parish close became a festive meeting place.
Listen to Yvonne Levert, an inhabitant of the town whose grandmother baked its bread. She remembers the pardons.
People met one another during the pardons because the pardon of St. John brought together people from all over. So they got together then. They were in balls or dances, but people got together. And above all, well, my grandmother, she baked bread. The oven was there. The people brought their wheat to the mill down there. So the people came, the young girls and young people would spend a day or half a day preparing their homemade dough and would bring it covered in cloth, and my grandmother would bake it in the oven, and while it cooked, the young people would talk and chat together.
The wealthy young people of the region were called chulots.
They were often descendants of trade merchants or rich landowners.
Two of them are preparing to participate in the pardon ceremony. Let's listen in on their conversation.
Which shawl shall I choose for the pardon? Pink or tan?
It's the one with the fringe that I prefer. Say, help me put on this turban belt. It's 4 meters long, you know.
All right, go ahead. Turn yourself quickly, I have to do my hair.
You've put on your black dress and your pretty white apron. The one that's the longest.
It is true that it doesn't stay pinned in place. Put on my headdress. My spalen, as it's called. It's my favorite moment. Look at its embroidery. Now, I fold the wings on my headdress under the bun of my hair, and it forms a figure eight.
And me, have you seen how handsome I look in my round hat? My buttoned vest and coat? When I see my thumbs behind my lapels, I just breathe dignity, like a true chulot. Right.
Let's go now in discovery of the parish close of Plouney-Urmenez, where the French Revolution awaits us. Return to your car and at the roundabout, follow direction Plouney-Urmenez on the D111. When you arrive in the town, park in the church square. In front of you will be the parish close. We'll meet you at the foot of the Calvary.